Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi guys, how you doing tonight? Hello.
Hey,
hello.
What's up, what's up?
I just got this alert as I'm sitting here. Severe, my radar put it out, severe weather outbreak across the plains. So everybody be careful out there. All right, like in, I guess, the normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, into Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically plain states, a Dust Bowl area.
Yep, that's it. Just be careful because you're going to get real storms and they could have tornadoes in them. So watch out. I know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So how are you guys doing this week?
Not bad. The snow's melted, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, it was almost 80 degrees there today. How about you, Cuz? How was it by you?
Well, we had the annual sign of the Southern Chicken ritual. And, well, you hold three fingers up and run around the yard and crow like a rooster.
Oh, that works.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The sign of the Southern Chicken.
Really?
In a David Warner voice. Sign of the Southern Chicken.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah. So anything, hey, how's the activity? Anything creased for you guys?
Nah,
over there?
Not really. Not for me.
Audio.
Oh.
I have heard nothing. I have heard car door after car door after car door slamming shut in my driveway today all day long.
What, no car?
There's no vehicles here.
Oh. Okay.
But, yeah, it's weird.
Yep. No, I'm trying to win. No, the weather's fine. You're okay up there, right? It's not the wind.
No, it's not the wind.
All right. Wow.
No, today there was no wind. I mean, it was a nice, quiet, calm day. Kind of overcast, so it wasn't all bright and shiny, but...
Right.
A lot of burning
yeah.
going on here. They're burning off brush, and we got a lot of smoke.
Are they doing...
But they're
doing controlled burns, right? They're doing the
yes,
controlled burns.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, Tennessee's
yeah,
very strict.
Yay. Controlled burns. They work.
No, and,
we know
and by the
we
way,
know
I
yeah.
you always have to get a permit to burn here. It's
yeah, I got the smoke, though. We're all under
I mean, well,
yeah.
sometimes it's there you don't, but
yep.
I always, if they offer it, I'll get it. Sometimes
right.
the website would say you don't need one.
Right.
And I'll call the local volunteer fire department, let them know I've got
oh,
I'm
definitely.
Burning
right.
wood.
Right.
Even though it says you don't have to. That way, some crazy... Bloom calls and says, "There's a fire over here. There's a fire over here."
Yeah,
no,
but
there's
fire,
not.
Fire.
Do they?
Yeah.
They're doing the control burns to prevent fires, right? That.
Right.
Are they doing that? They're doing that, right? Like where they control
yeah.
burn it.
Yeah, they're
that's,
always. Yeah, we.
That's
we're
the
burn,
only
we're burning.
One.
Yeah.
Institute a controlled burn because only you can prevent forest fires.
Pretty much.
You can prevent happiness. Yeah.
Yep. If you prevent forests, well, yeah, you can, though. I mean, like, it's, I can't believe we're saying this. So what is the weather? Let me see. Excuse me. We've had an eclipse. We've had a comet, right?
And a meteor the day after.
Wait,
yeah.
The earthquakes in Jersey were first. And the meteor, right? The meteor that flew over Million Dawn because it went from Florida
yeah.
to Jersey. Okay. And what's next on the agenda?
And I hear
oh, yeah.
the Benny Hill theme music in the background as you're saying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I wish I had that.
And hurricanes and tornadoes and
oh,
earthquakes and comets and eclipses. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay, so let me see. Oh, we're going to have a supernova.
Yeah, that too.
Hey,
that's coming
can,
up.
Can
I
we,
had a supernova.
Can we drink champagne? Can we drink champagne during that? And then we can have a champagne supernova?
Yeah,
had
I'm
a
in the sky.
You know damn well when that's happening, MMR is going to have that. WMMR is going to play that fucking song during the explosion.
The champagne supernova in the sky.
Oh, yeah,
oh
there you
God.
Go.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool if you think about it. I mean, like...
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, that would be, like, super, super cool to do. I'm going to do that even if they don't do that. Well, I'll be listening. Still do it, you know? But I are we going to be able to see it? I guess so, because it's going to blow up, right? Is that how
we... Well, I know there's a song...
Maybe with telescope.
There is one song also we can either add toward the end of beginning or the end of the show.
Right, it's called
Black Hole Sun.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that should have been for the eclipse.
That would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, that's great.
Black Hole Sun.
That is perfect.
Although I did my own version of that song, absolutely made fun of everything, and it's definitely not appropriate for the airwaves.
We don't care. We say what we want.
Yeah, okay.
It could be considered offensive to certain people in the entire world.
Do it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Humans?
Humans, yes, human people.
Oh, my God.
Because humans take offense at everything.
Remember Quark? Human.
Mm-hmm.
Human.
Quark.
Oh.
Human.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Spike scared my wife.
He's like, hey, man.
Quark.
Hey, man.
He was on Star Trek.
TNG and Deep Space Nine, DS9.
That's the one I remember. Was DS9, yeah.
I think he had a cameo on Voyager. I think he was on there, too. I believe he came in there.
Didn't Voyager dock it at Deep Space Nine once before they went on their mission?
That's correct. That is exactly what happened. Because DS9 was already going on, and they were doing what's called a Star Trek handoff to bring in Quark, I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I'm old.
There was another science fiction series that centered around a space station, sort of like DS9, but I don't remember exactly.
Fucking hell.
It wasn't Farscape.
Wasn't Babylon 5, I don't think.
That's the one.
That was it.
Babylon 5.
Okay, I was getting that and Battlestar Galactica mixed up, but I've seen one of them had done an Alpo commercial. Battlestar Galactica with Warren Green. Alpo's good for your dog.
Because they had the robot dog Boxy.
Yeah, Boxy. Oh, wow. That's a long time ago.
Oh, holy crap.
That's knocking the dust off the freaking black and white TV.
Oh, my God.
Because I had black and white and all these color shows, and I remember how mad I was because we didn't have money. I had a damn aluminum full coat hanger and a fucking black and white Curtis Mathis little small...
Shit.
13 inch, I guess, is what it is. A little
bit. Yeah, but then they colorized it so you could see that the Orion women were green with black hair.
Well, on my TV, they didn't look green. They looked kind of like a dark gray.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yep.
Hey, Grays. That's where they got the Grays.
The Grays.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Grays.
David, thanks for the video.
From Dragon Age?
Dragon Age, that was cute. What was that chick doing? She was losing her mind or something in the cave.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you've got her in your party already, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, no,
okay.
I'm not that far. No.
Okay, well.
No, I'm just in the beginning
of
Inquisition.
When you do get the chance, I would definitely get her and keep her in your party because she is absolute comic relief.
She's OCD, too, I noticed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
ADHD, OCD, and WHYZ. What a crazy character.
ADHD, OCD, and
what did she say, balls or something like that?
She's like, oh, shit, fuck, balls, damn, sage, shit, crap.
What are you doing? That's great.
And then, of course, the Iron Bull's like, what she said. It's like,
which character were you? Were you the guy that looks like Rhett Butler?
No, mine was the female Qunari with horns, of course.
Okay. Neat. Oh, the red and black one, right? The one with the red and black? Yeah, that's neat looking. Lisa's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I have no clue.
I have no clue. Lisa, I don't know what you're talking about. We got to do something, man. I have no idea what's going on. That was funny. Yeah, that was pretty good, though. But, hey, Lisa.
I was just looking at your, what?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was looking at the Echo Box things, and I know you wanted to play your Echo Box that you had gotten.
Danny Robert, shout out to Danny. We had here on the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was a great show. He gave us a lot of great information and shared his
Danny's awesome.
His history. Danny shared his research and history with us. It was really cool.
Yep.
He's a good guy. Danny's good interview.
And I was gonna play these. There's two of them. I can't remember how many minutes long they are. We can play one tonight, and I can queue up the next one next week if you want. Or we can play both of them. It's up to you. Basically, this is what happened. We had a spirit in our den. When we moved there, I was told there were a couple of them in there because I asked, and I sensed nothing negative. And I was right. They were benign spirits. They were very
– Right. Mm-hmm.
They just kind of – they like to mess with things. And it was kind of funny at first, but then, I don't like doing my – I don't believe in doing your own house as an investigation. But in this case, because I don't like investigating my own home. And when it's your own home and you got to stand your ground and they start getting where they're knocking things over and turning the TV on and off. And it was when I was sitting at my computer desk, which used to be in the den. Something touched my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was falling asleep at the computer desk because I'd only had about 2 hours of sleep. I'd been up for a couple of days and I'd only had 2 hours of sleep.
Yep.
And because I hadn't got enough sleep. I was getting ready to do about a 6 hour sleep.
I got you.
And I'm sitting at the desk and something touches my arm and I jump up and I'm not very happy about it.
Right.
So what I decided to do. Is I decided to go right ahead and pull my phone out and do an Echo Box session right there and see if I could cross the spirit out of my den because it's knocking over bottles and moving stuff on the coffee table and turning the TV on and off and touching my arm was the last straw. I got mad and I said, you no longer live here. This is our home. You do not belong here anymore. Your time is coming past. I did that ad nauseum. Finally, I just got tired of it, and I decided to go ahead and try to cross it. And when you hear this clip, and
Which one? Clip one, right? Okay. What you thought they were?
I'm thinking they're in verse, but I'm thinking you hear me.
Okay. Let me put it on, you can tell me. Tell me if this is the right one. We're going to start it now.
Yeah, just play the first part.
Are you still there? Touch the gray box if you want.
Oh, what'd you say? Maybe that's not it, right?
I think it's backwards. Okay, try the number two. I think I got a backwards number.
My name's Fabian. Can you talk into this box? Yeah. This Echo Box? Can you talk into this device right here? Okay, please do. Keith. I'm going to switch this to remote. Okay,
I
see.
Put the brakes on.
Okay.
I got them numbered right. Because
Keith, are you still there? Touch
the
gray box if you want.
The first one. Right.
Please.
Yeah, I got them numbered right. Can you restart?
Thank
you. I interrupted.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, sweetie. Thank you.
All right.
Keith, are you still there? Touch the gray box if you want. Please. Thank you. Keith, are you happy? Flash once for yes, two for no. Okay. Keith, can you see a light? Ask the Echo Box, can you talk into this yellow box right here? Can you talk into this? Okay. Are you happy? Keith, is your name Keith? Flash once for yes, two for no. Okay, Keith, I have another question. Flash once yes, for two for no. Keith, are you dead? Okay. Keith, first of all, I'd like to say I'm sorry that you died. But I want to know why you keep coming back around. Is there something that needs to be done? Okay. Can I help you with that? Okay. Do you need to cross over? Okay.
All right. That was good. That was the first one. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets better on the second. So it wasn't that long after all. You want to go ahead and finish it? You want to go ahead and do the next
one? I did hear that woman respond in there, too.
Yeah, there was a woman
you,
that came
you
to
You asked
yes.
Keith if he was dead, and I didn't hear. I heard her say he is.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard as much as well back then.
Yep.
And this is 2014.
I was going to ask, what month? Do you know, remember what month that was?
I think it was March. I could, if I remember right.
So
I know,
before Frank. Before Frank
passed,
right?
Yeah, I'm thinking this is before. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's either around the time he passed.
You're right.
Or
it was
before. But the second one, basically, it follows through. And by the way, what the audience can't see is that there is a K2 meter that I've got next to, sitting over away from where I'm doing the session at my desk. And the K2 meter is literally flashing when I'm asking Flash, once for yes, or, you know,
that's
two
cool.
for no.
Yeah.
It was actually doing it. If y'all seen the video, then you'll see that it's actually doing what I'm asking. It, whatever, you know.
All right,
was,
so let me play part two. Let me play part two so we can hear it.
Right. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate
My
it.
My name's Fabian. Can you talk to this box, this Echo Box? Can you talk into this device right here? Okay, please do. Keith? I'm going to switch this to where my... Okay, I see. Keith? Did you die in this house on the property that used to be here? You died in a basement? I see. Were you buried alive? Flash this device here, this gray device. Once for yes, two for no. Okay. You were buried alive in a basement. Is that correct? I see. Do you need to cross? Then I'll say the prayer. A prayer for you. Is that okay if I say a prayer for you? Once for yes, two for no.
Sure. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I pray in Jesus' name that you lead Keith to the light in the tunnel, to the other side. Lord, I ask you to welcome him in your arms and to allow him to cross. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Keith, did you hear that prayer? Did you hear that prayer, Keith? Okay. All right. Keith, are you going to the light? Very good. Goodbye, Keith. Goodbye.
Listen, hear that?
Yep, I did.
At the very end, whenever I asked him if he was crossing, I was getting sporadic lights.
Right.
But
uh-huh.
when I asked him if he was crossing, if it was crossing, right at the very end, the K2 meter started strobing.
Right, right.
And the audio communication ended completely.
Okay.
You got some cool stuff. I get some comedy club sometimes.
Oh, no, really? I do believe I heard a laugh as well. I know.
I heard that. I did hear that. That was at the end. At the end, though. It was like a nice laugh, too. It wasn't mean. But I get some comedy. When I run the box, it's just like a free-for-all. Hey, what's up?
But we've not had a bit of trouble since then. Except for the old woman that's in the laundry room.
What she look like? Don't even.
I don't know, but I know one thing. I thought it was Danielle behind me, and it just looks like your typical woman-looking thing in a gown or something, you know.
Oh,
but
no. Yeah, they're scarier sometimes,
well,
you know.
Those who are
then again, if you think about it, like back in the 1700s, men who were clean-shaven, they still didn't cut their hair real short all the time, and they always wore dressing gowns to bed, even the men.
Yeah, but you could.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
you can't
the energy
a woman,
I feel was feminine energy, for sure.
The woman, she's probably old lady, too, right? Or something, right?
I gather that, well, see, the woman we bought the house with told us that her great-great-great-grandmother had died in one of the houses. So I was saying as much that it was George's great-great-grandmother or whatever.
But
I didn't realize that. I was talking to Danielle, and I was just telling her everything she's looking. I mean, I was looking at the computer screen. I was just telling her everything that I was doing.
Yes.
And I noticed nothing. Nobody was answering. You know, nobody was talking or anything.
Oh,
I turned
around,
and there's nothing there. And I just so happened I had that same K2 meter. Was sitting out on the washing machine, so I reached over and grabbed it. It's right after I moved the studio into the laundry room is when it happened.
Okay, right.
And I had that K2 meter on my desk in the den, but I'd moved it. And this was 2015 when this happened. And behind me, I was talking to somebody that was over my shoulder. I turned around, and there's no fucking body there.
I've done that a million times.
So
I've done that.
I go in, I go ask, and I'm like going in. I said, Danielle, you need to, and I'm like, I'm so blown away by it because I put a K2 right where it was, where I felt like it was, and it was solid red all the way across.
Oh,
it was like
Lord.
Solid red. It was like just solid red, very red. And then I got angry, and I started running to the den right around the corner and said, Danielle. And she woke up. She said, what? What? And I'm like, you messed fucking with me. Oh, you got mad at Danielle even though she didn't do anything. And she said, I didn't do anything. I've been on the couch asleep.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
that's
fucking
funny.
Hell. So then I went the hell off on it. But I've asked it to leave. It's still hanging around, but it's really, since 2015, really not a whole lot of anything. It's kind of, maybe it got,
really?
I don't know. But I did put a K2 meter in a REM pod in the hallway one time. And I was just sitting there, and about 45 minutes later, right as I was fixing to get up and shut them off, he goes, bing-ling-ling, let me know. You go, ha-ha, fucker, I'm still here.
Oh, no, fucking A. Oh, my God.
That was funny.
Like, I guess it was William, judging by the height, like, or something, whatever, the look, but in the kitchen yesterday. The kitchen.
Oh, really?
He likes the fucking kitchen.
The kitchen, yeah.
Okay. He'll come visit and go in the kitchen. I don't know why, what it is about the fucking kitchen, but he'll go in the kitchen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I get that kind of friendly, you know what I mean? It's usually one of two people, spirits, one of two spirits.
Yeah, I have the same problem. To me, they are,
it's the confusing shit on my end, because I get shadows of, you know, that look like the shape of a human head at the top of a door outside, and there's nobody out there. I don't know anybody that tall in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was twice, 2 days in a row. One was at night, and the next was during the day, which is weird, because Bubba reacted to it both times.
See, that's when you know right there that it's not just your eyes playing the trick on you. Yeah, when your dog reacts, you know.
Uh-huh. He looked at it, and he walked over to the door. He didn't growl. He didn't snarl. He didn't, you know, didn't even bark
that's
at it.
Good.
He walked over, and he's glancing up, and I'm like, what the hell are you looking at? I saw something, but I don't know what it is.
Mm.
Nope, nothing there.
I'll tell you, when I lived on Chestnut Street, right, the dogs used to go to the staircase, and I'd be in the kitchen or something, I'd look, and they'd be with their head, like, looking over the little gate there, and their tail be wagging, and I'd be like, there's nobody home. And you knew as the spirits got closer to them, they'd wag it even harder. You understand what I mean? Their whole butts would go. And I'm like, they knew whoever they were seeing. You know?
That's cool.
That's kind of cool.
So, I was going to ask something, and then I freaking forgot.
Oh, we're all doing real good today, ain't we? Shit.
Do we have a song to play midway through today?
Yeah,
tonight?
We do. Yes,
okay.
We do. Well, we have a couple, but that's that one. And we have, we have a song going through. I read two different things at once, and it came out there.
Yeah, there's another one on there,
Which one was it?
Going down.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm looking. There's no other ones, right? I got that one.
No.
Right. All right, Going Down, a.k.a. I'll Be Coming Around, okay, by Bunny, off of his new album, Songs for
Crayons.
We'll just call it Crayons. I was going to give
it's
the whole
crayons.
Title. Okay. All right, so this is it. We're going to put on now.
Okay.
Remember, this is songs for sad movies.
Thing that ever made me cry.
Covered that end.
Where is NT Chicken?
Okay, hold on.
It's an update on the chicken.
The chicken. Okay.
The Northbound Chicken.
Wait, I'm lost. Where the hell is Silver Sound at?
Okay, it's right below Echo Vox Roberge, and then it's two down. You'll see.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting there.
Up below Roberge.
Echo Box. Oh, where is it? NT Chicken? That one?
Yep, that one. This is an update for everybody.
Okay, we got the. Okay, here comes another sound chicken, okay? Ready? Hey, fire.
Lisa, yeah. I cannot seem to find the North Sound Chicken. Where in the box did it go? Yeah. Lisa, I cannot seem to find the North Sound Chicken. Where the fuck did it go?
Yeah. Chicken went to the east side.
What about Lisa and Steve? Have you heard of them?
Have I heard of them? Where was that
one? No, not in the wild, right?
Wait, what is
Lisa
it under?
Lisa and Steve.
It's under the L, right? It'd be under L. Okay.
Lisa,
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, no.
We're just playing audio files. Tonight.
Okay,
it's
here.
Great,
then. There you go.
Come on down!
Okay, there
you go. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Lisa and who?
Lisa.
And how long have you been going out together, Lisa and Steve?
Never.
Never? So you're not having the big sex thing?
No.
Lisa and Steve aren't having sex. I don't believe it.
Simon are.
Steve and Simon are? Are they? Are you really? Are you taking crack?
No.
Oh, you drinking and driving?
No.
How about marijuana?
No, not for it. Not.
Nothing. Not right now.
No.
You have smoked marijuana?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, you're smoking marijuana. We're not so excited. No load for you. All right, get their plate number, because we're going to report that to the police. You're smoking marijuana. Why? Why do you do things like that?
Scanning the frequency.
So y'all ain't having the big sex thing anymore.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God, that's too fucking funny, though. Yep.
Wait,
yeah.
He is with Simon, though, right?
What?
Yeah, who's Simon? Like Paul Simon, maybe?
I don't know, but Steve was having sex with Simon. That's what he said.
Well, Simon was in the back seat watching the whole shebang.
Oh, my God.
That was Kevin Meaney. Shout out to one of the greatest unappreciated comedians. They used to come on HBO back in the early 90s. Really great. We'll have more of Kevin in the future on the show. I've got a bunch of clips.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Jesus, he's a long time ago. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to upload for next week. I'm going to try to remember. I'm going to upload The Princesses.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He literally, let me tell you what he did. He comes out of the venue there in Red Wing, Minnesota, where he's doing his concert.
Right.
And he comes out and decides to just drag the whole production studio out into the street. And there's people standing out there, and he just starts, and there's people driving down the road, and he's stopping the cars. And there's people on the stairs. He's just talking to all these different people and fucking with them. It's just so great. It's original, raw comedy. One of them, there's these princesses that just won at the high school. And I'm going to, and it's funny as shit. So I'm going to upload that one for next week if I can remember.
Wait. We got to add to the, no, that's too, wait. We have to add
to the.
Fuck you, Steve. Well, I'm gonna have any Steves out there, including mine.
No, your Steve doesn't count. That just meant for one Steve. But that one definitely. Oh my God.
They're like, oh man, that is so mean. The ghosts don't even like the name, man.
No, William did not.
Oh, I saw the right. Thanks for sending me the real picture of William and not the fake one. William was a handsome man in this day. He was he was actually a very handsome soldier.
It looked like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
I didn't think of that until you said it,
exactly.
But ding,
that,
he sure the hell did.
Yes, he damn well did. His face,
and that was
his
crazy.
Hair, everything.
That's crazy. I mean, the one they make him look like is some dorky-looking guy.
This one fought in the Battle of Gettysburg, and I'm supposed to tell these people William was gone.
He wasn't on.
Okay,
he wasn't there.
Okay,
no,
he was. Oh my God, yeah. So yeah, it's not the William. I found him in the 2016 picture. Nobody has
William,
to tell me that.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that's William. I know that's William, just like I knew his house.
Try googling that picture. Lisa got this picture.
You cannot
find that picture.
All you'll find is the Civil War era William Howe, and not the Revolutionary War William.
Right.
Look at when I looked at the, you know how I when I got out of the car and I saw the house, the one they said burnt down, I knew that was William's house still standing.
Yeah.
Even though it was remodeled. Okay.
Right.
I was confirmed by the historical society. I knew where the well was. I walked right to the grave. I'm telling you, I know who's William in that picture. That's William.
Yeah.
Right,
because that's the real regiment from when he went into the regiment before they got sent out. So that's a whole 116th regiment right there.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Yep. So that's William Howe. William Howe.
Yeah.
William Howe is a pretty very. He's not a demon. I'll tell you that much.
God,
all right.
No.
If anything, he's the opposite. He's helpful. For real. He's definitely helpful. You know?
So,
that's the big issue that fucking people are a bunch of morons about. It's like they're going to call the spirit of a human being a demon.
No,
when in actuality, a demon, a true demon, was never alive to begin with. It was never human, never humanoid.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know.
Just, no, if you were a human being,
according.
You were
an
evil motherfucker, but you're not demonic. You're not a demon.
Right.
True demonic entity never had physical form.
I'm just saying there's really no proof in anything we do, and so that's just another, we don't know for sure about what can be what, or if people aren't, well, we know for one thing for sure, people like to make it a demon so they get more attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We know for sure. That one we know.
And by the way, I liked what David Oman was on our show last month. Oman. David Oman. Oh my God, I'm
Oman.
Still doing it after 20
David
years.
David Oman. Oman.
David Oman.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was saying as much about, you know, Zach and all this going around screaming and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That 5-letter word in the paranormal industry is what everybody's going to start using just to make fucking money.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be a demon.
It's already been like that. Wait a minute. I can say one thing. Half of these people out in the paranormal that do this and try to do this are the demons. Because you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't be faking shit, you know?
Oh, God,
but,
no.
You know,
don't fake it.
I always said, though, if you're... What the hell did I get on my floor? I always said that if you're out looking for demons, you'll find one, which is the truth.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you'll think it's a demon.
Right.
That's true.
All right, no matter what.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. I mean, everybody's like, well, it's not even possible. It's like, yeah, it is. Think about everybody who goes out, okay, use cloud gazing as an example. If you expect to see shapes of bunnies in the clouds all the time, you will find shapes of clouds looking like bunnies. You'll see the bunnies in the clouds because that's what you expect to see. If you go to a location expecting demons, you will find demons because your brain will create them.
Or anything that makes a noise is a demon.
Right. That's because your brain has created that myth within yourself.
No, it could even be a spirit trying to talk to you. You think it's a demon. Yeah, hey, I'm here.
Okay. Right. If you go in with an open mind, not looking for specifically demons.
No.
If you go in open-minded just to communicate, you'll get true communication. If you go into a location expecting demons in everything, then Jesus, the little mouse that runs across the floor is suddenly going to be a demonic rat.
The shadow
but isn't
of that
even,
mouse.
It isn't just that. It's not even just that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we have mimicry, we have impersonation in the spirit when any of us that have done paranormal investigation and for longer than I'm going to say 6 months is usually when someone first reports it. I'm not saying that's a benchmark, but it seems after somebody's done it for at least a year, I'll go ahead and go there, is that they start getting going to these locations where they're hearing not only mimicry, which is the sound of someone who's there with them and is coming back through, but the imposters come through and they act like they're demons, and they say yes and make scratching noises and knock three times. Those are imposters. I love most of them because a real
the
demon
mimicry,
is a very, very bad thing, and you can tell.
The mimicry thing, when I first started going and helping out at the Bowen Building, the Peoria Asylum, we were doing investigation in the basement.
Huh?
And I was standing clear in the back, away from the group. I was in the doorway. The group was like 20 feet ahead of me. I was standing there nice and quiet, not said a word.
No.
And somebody turned around and asked me to be quiet because they heard my voice in their ear.
Oh, yes.
Right.
So the spirit in that hospital was already mimicking anyone that it chose. That was like...
Or it could have just sounded like you.
Oh, no, I've had them whisper in my ear with my wife's voice. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was talking right into somebody's ear using my voice when I was like 20, 30 feet behind them, not even saying a word.
It's like Fabian. I'm like, I'm turning around and I'm like, what the hell? She's in the other room.
Okay,
she's upstairs in the children's room.
Yep.
She's up there in the kids' room. I'm down there on the bottom floor, Nickerson and Sneed. And I hear Fabian. And I turn around and I'm like, looking around. I'm like, yeah, very funny.
So, wait, I'm going to play a little clip here, okay, where it says, be ready, I'll return for you. Listen to this clip. You're talking about that, but when I do my research, I get stuff like this.
Be ready. Return.
You hear that? You heard that, right?
Yes. That was clear.
That's clear. Be ready, and I'll return to you.
Say that again. Play it again. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
Be ready.
Yeah.
Return.
And that's the kind of stuff I
hear. Yeah, I heard that.
You know? Or this one with the angel part. I'm an angel helping.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I like what I do.
Angel need help? I mean,
I'm an angel helping.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm an angel
helping. Yeah, no, not helping.
Oh, helping.
Helping.
Okay,
it says helping you if I slow it down.
My bad.
It says I'm an angel helping.
Play it again, Sam.
Okay, let me, I got to go back and find it. Where to go? Here it is. Okay, got it. Wait.
Yeah.
It says helping you.
Yeah, it
says
helping.
Angel helping.
Absolutely.
All right, yep. Gotcha. And so that's the kind of stuff. So, I mean, what do we do with this? You know what I mean? I can't even, you know, when I think about it, when I'm doing stuff, what am I getting? I found some paperwork, right? Like over stuff that, you know how you write box stuff down as you're listening to it with the time back in the day? All right. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading stuff. I must have been from like 2010, 11, maybe, with my mouth open because I'm like, wait a minute. There's a name from now. There's a thing from now. Like, and I'm like, what? Sometimes they're way ahead of time. You know
right.
that? Like with their shit. And I'm,
wow.
you know, that, I think that that's crazy. So I don't know if I'm the only person who does this. You know what I mean? Like with, I don't
with
know.
Keeping notes?
No. Just the shit I get on a goddamn box. I don't know what's happened. I didn't even tell you shit I got this week. Talking about some aliens and shit. Boy, it gets real interesting this week. It really did.
If that star is going to go supernova and your box is talking about aliens, then obviously we're going to get some contacts from those fleeing their own destructive, their own universe destroying itself.
Or they're going to make contact with their contacts already here. Eh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Starseed. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. Because it's funny that one goes, aliens, one of it, I'll put it up next week, goes, aliens, no, Philadelphia. And I'm like,
really?
Philadelphia freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and then
the Mummers.
Says,
the Mummers. The Mummers.
The
Mummers.
Aliens.
Mummers.
Not aliens. That's not.
I know.
Give me a Hummer.
Yeah. Yep. But then they mentioned Fort Mifflin, so I can identify with that. You got
right.
You got the naval base. You got whatever with that Philadelphia experiment happened right in the water outside Fort Mifflin. Then you got that.
Exactly.
You know. All right. So you know what I mean. However fabricated that is, I don't know. You know, but I think it's kind of it's kind of funny to get all this now. You know what I mean?
There was some sort of experiment that they did through the military, but not all of it has been declassified yet, so we'll never know.
What?
Actual events of the Philadelphia experiment.
A mummer?
We won't know.
Oh,
a
that's
mummer?
Jackie Bam Bam. He's a mummer.
What's a mummer? What is that?
It is it's
the New
up.
Year's. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with mashed potatoes and a pork.
No, I'll send you what the mummers are. I'll send it to you. They dance and they sing and they dress in costumes and crazy.
It's
a Philadelphia thing.
Big New Year's Day thing, right?
No, it's all year thing. They have all kinds of events.
I actually thought it was like a class of like Greys or some kind of weird shit. Like, the reason they were coined that is because you're sitting there, you see these bright lights, and all of a sudden you start hearing
mummers parade. They have it New Year's when they have the New Year's parade. Though they
mummer
dance.
Yeah, a big mummers contingent.
Yep.
They're going, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Jackie Bam Bam from WMMR is a mummer.
Yeah,
Bam,
they do some really elaborate costuming for each group.
Mm-hmm.
It's intense.
Yes, it is. It's pretty cool. You would, like, famous would be like, what the fuck is that? I mean.
Well, I love those kind of things.
Yep. Yeah, you would. It was great. And then they come out and they do this all of it. I have no idea, but they come out and do it with music and stuff. So, so I don't know. So, what do you think? So, I don't even know what to make out what I'm getting. Everything's so fucked up right now everywhere. People are losing their fucking minds. Did you notice people are losing their minds? I'm reading on it.
Reading,
I'm like, what the fuck did I read? I read that lady, with her blood drained out of her body. Oh, they stabbed her.
Oh, right.
Dude, that was how they did it. I found
out. Oh yeah,
the French woman in the Italian church.
Yeah.
Found drained of her blood, and she was there for a paranormal investigation.
Well, they don't know that for sure, but what they
that's part of what she had told people.
Yeah, well, I know, well, yeah.
And then she hooked up with a bunch of vampires.
Yeah, but no, it was one guy. No, there was there's one guy that was with her. They seen him.
Huh.
And he had dark hair and stuff like that, but they said she looked gaunt already. Like really gaunt.
So you remember Countess Bathory? You remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
vaguely.
Yeah, she bathed in their own
blood.
Yeah,
and
in the blood of Margaret.
But they cleaned up the blood. They cleaned up the blood off the floor. That's weird.
Did they? Yeah, that's... Well, if he was a vampire and they were doing the whole blood-drinking thing on their own...
They're not saying it's fucking vampires no matter what we want to believe, okay?
No, he's not saying that. He's saying that's what they believe.
There are people who live a vampiric lifestyle who do drink blood of humans.
Ew!
Yes, it is an actual... It is an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the people I don't. There's a whole under society of the vampiric culture who do drink blood.
They're crazy, be drinking blood now. What are they fucking nuts? Okay,
exactly.
Not only that, Lisa, it goes further. They have their teeth fucking shaved and grinded into points.
No.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
they use somebody like Jack Fangsmith.
Yeah, but that's...
No, but I mean, there are some that have done the other teeth,
yeah,
not just the incisors.
Right,
they
right.
make them pointed.
Or you just pay for the dental procedure and have your own canines removed and implants put in to make yourself look more vampiric.
Or you just can have Jack put them on.
And, of course, the dentists are on board with it.
Then I read...
How much they charge for that shit?
Well, of course, exactly.
It's cosmetic. It's $10,000 a tooth. That's $20,000 for, you know...
Yeah. Just go to Jack. Banksmith. There you go.
Oh, wow.
But I know people who got them and wear them, you know, stuff like, but they're not drinking nobody's blood, but, you know,
right.
for that horror aspect, but like...
Well, that goes...
Then I read some guy, right? Some guy went on a seafood date with some chick. I just read this, right?
A seafood date.
It was like their first date or whatever. And afterwards,
seafood?
They went for a seafood date. Like, they went out to have food. Hello.
Okay, Long John Silver's or something like that.
I don't fucking know where they went, but afterwards
okay.
he murdered her and chopped her up and placed her body parts in all over the city.
There's something
very wrong right now with people.
Yes, there is. People are fucking...
What the fuck?
They've absolutely lost their fucking mind.
Look, that's fucked up, dude. Okay, and then I tell you what. We'll have to talk about this. When they found that... Remember they found that head? I mean, no, they didn't find the head, but they found that body buried in that cave. Remember a few years ago, 2017
right.
it was? And as soon as they said they couldn't find the head, and the body parts were buried.
Yeah, I remember something about
that. Body parts were buried in different spots inside this cave, and they dug it all up.
Wow.
I literally stood up and I said, oh, fuck, the horseman's been unleashed. That's what I said, because the head, no head. But then they did the DNA. They found out who the guy was, and guess what? He was an axe murderer.
Oh wow! And
somebody or a group of somebody's took him
they
out
him
and dismembered his ass.
No, but if you have
they call his murder an ass and fucked him up. Is what they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always accused
him. And burying.
When you bury things like that in unison, it's usually protective burial. You're separating body parts. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You're separating them. And so for them to dig them up and then you took the head and put it somewhere totally different, nobody ever found it?
It's in a glass jar.
Yeah, I'd say
it's in a glass jar in the basement of the Smithsonian.
No, or somebody's house. All right, but the point is if you did that, then that means don't fuck with that. Don't dig that up. Put that back. They can't
maybe the guy is, maybe whoever's got the head, his last name is Smith, and he's got it at the Smith.
Or maybe
Smith
the head's just
homie.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, Smithsonian.
Oh, my God. Or maybe the head somewhere. But still, I knew we were in trouble when that happened. I literally stood up and said, oh, my God. Sleepy Hollow reminded me of, you know what I mean, of a good old Uncle Abe.
Goodbye. Goodbye,
I'll tell you what. It's funny how I got so many Crane relatives and Van Brunts. It's fucking funny when I think about the movies. I mean, the show or the book or whichever. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, so that's crazy. So we're having all these people dug it out and shit like that. And
you know, I got a true thing to tell you real fast. When I watched the 1940s cartoon when I was a kid, I literally thought his name was Icky Bod. Like his body was ugly.
Icky Bod.
Icky Bod. And I'm like, no wonder they call him that. Look how skinny and scrawny and Adam's apple.
Yep. Yeah, scrawny ass little sucker with a pencil neck and a big ass Adam's apple, a huge honker on his face.
Yep. But they did him justice in Sleepy Hollow. They made
Yeah, well, that's kind of, I guess, the way they wanted to portray him in a way in the story. But Sleepy Hollow, the series, did it perfect. They nailed that. My mother told me that one day I'd understand it. Now I do. Thanks, Ma. Thanks a lot. Really. All right. She read it to me as bedtime story, that and Rip Van Winkle.
Yep.
And told me I'd understand when I grew up. One day I'd understand how important this story was. Screw you, Ma. Really? Thanks a lot, Ma.
Do you ever just want to walk up to somebody and go, ah!
Yes.
Okay,
I've done that to my kids
mom.
Before.
Yes.
Yeah, I have. I've done that to my kids.
Yep.
Yeah,
be sitting there doing nothing
on
visits, and they look at me, and I look at them, and they go to say something, and suddenly I just scream. And they're like, what the fuck, Dad?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But you'd be like, my uncle used to do that. My aunt used to slap the fuck out of him. He'd come up behind her and go, ah! And she'd just backhand the piss out of him.
Did she get scared, though, and you jump first?
Well, she would jump and say, what the hell's wrong with you, woman? She'd quit fucking screaming behind me, you dumb fuck.
Oh, my God. That's cool. All right. That was good.
And that was
good.
Back in the early 70s, too. It was great. It was great comedy to watch my family and the shenanigans they would pull sometimes.
Right.
Some of them
sometimes,
were very good, though. Some
I
of
know.
Them were very bad.
Mm.
But, but you know what? Here's what I say about everything. You just, all you can do is take it one day at a time. It's rough.
Right. That's right.
You just
gotta be
perspicacious. Mm-hmm. That means you gotta have acute understanding without having fear of the future.
Right.
Really?
Pretty much.
I thought it had something to do with sweat.
No, that's perspiration.
Oh, wait, no. Perspiration.
No, that's that feeling you get between your nuts in the middle of August.
Oh, swamp sack.
Yeah, swamp sack. Hey, you remember that on Comedy Central? Who did that? They was like, swamp sack, I love the sweat, I love something sweat. Something, I can't remember. Who was that? Dog? No, that was, I can't remember the name. But it wasn't on long. But it was like
remember.
This comedy show that it came on, and it was like, he was going around shaking his butt, saying, ding-a-ling-a-ling, swamp sack.
Oh, no. But anyway,
clap it up forward. I want to dip my balls in it.
I hate fucking summer. I hate heat.
Oh, shit.
Unless
90
I'm
seconds
by water.
In to the, to the end of the show. Everybody, thank y'all for listening to our crazy asses. We love you.
Yeah, we're just a little
nuts. We appreciate
tonight.
It. Live Paranormal loves us. iHeartRadio loves us.
Mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio, she doesn't really like us because a Blog Talk Radio woman, she's kind of mean and nasty.
Oh, no, she did a song for us tonight, the North Stand Chicken.
She damn well did. That was her.
And then of course, FabianTrahan.com/radio. That's FabianTrahan.com/radio on Monday at 8, if you ever want to hear the live show. Anyway, Lisa, parting words?
We are. Shout out to Mexa Saturate's coming out.
John Perky.
Saturate.
Shit.
My band Saturate and John Perky's coming out with a new album. And next week we're gonna premiere some of that on.
Yeah,
on the
I'm gonna
Festival.
Try to get that.
All right.
I'll try to get that out for you.
All right. And then Bunny, of course, we know his album's out. And Eerie Glue is the alter ego. So check them all out. All right, but that's about all I got. And hi, Bam Bam, Jackie Bam Bam. We were talking about you and then WMMR. I love you,
Jackie Bam Bam.
David,
keep
the crazy videos coming from Dragon Age. I love it, man.
Oh, I got one. I know I got a scene coming up. I'm gonna record for you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everybody. See you next week. Bye.
Amen.
Tune in next Monday night.